Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Beyonce Never Gets Old, Single Ladies here on 2FM. Tara Lockery Grant in for Ryan Tubridy. Now, around about this time of the year, as the weather starts to improve-ish, people often think about going camping. It's cheaper than a weekend away. It's good for the body and the mind to get out into the great outdoors, and it's also a lot of fun. But if your only experience of camping is sleeping off a hangover at a tent in oxygen, tick, or electric picnic, tick, tick, then you could probably do with a few tips about what's involved and what you need for a real proper camping trip. Well, Richie Revel is a bank worker by day and he's also a scout leader. I was going to say by night, but maybe by evenings and weekends.
And everything.
And he knows what it's all about going camping, and he joins me now. Richie, so I love that description. He's a bank worker by day, but by night he's a vigilante. But you're a scout leader. Where are you a scout leader, first of all?
Ockhamshire Scouts, 9th and Ockhamshire. So we're based just beside Fings Park there on Beneater Road.
Oh, brilliant.
Just off the North Circular.
Having the biggest urban park in Europe on your doorstep is kind of handy as a scout leader.
It has its perks, yeah, certainly.
So, but Richie, sleeping in a tent for a night or two at a music festival is very different than doing the whole proper camping thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's an extreme difference there. You know, there's a big difference between going down to oxygen, sticking up your tent, and just coming back at 4 o'clock in the morning and falling into the tent and getting up again and going out to listen to your favourite music artist. There's a lot more planning when you're going away camping for a proper camping weekend, and that's what it's all about. Planning is the main thing. If you want a good weekend, you have to plan.
So I already know, I think, some of the pitfalls from having done that, of literally arriving at a festival, Electric Picnic last year, for example, and doing the wrong things. So what should you do if you're going camping for the first time? How should you prepare?
Well, as the scouts say, be prepared. So the best thing to do really is if you're getting yourself a tent, if you have a tent, put it up and see how to put it up. Have a test run of it. Put it up in your garden. See, is there any rips, any tears? If you hadn't used it for a few years, is it damp? Is there any musk or any smell off it? Because that's the last thing you want to find that out when you arrive on campsite and you're stinking for the weekend.
What do you do to get rid of that if there is that musky smell?
What you need to do with that is you need to be at that beforehand. So when you finish your last camping trip, the best thing to do, if it's been raining over the weekend, when you get home, if you have somewhere, maybe a shed or anything like that, spread out the tent, air it out and let it dry out. And when it's dry, then pack it away, because if you pack it away wet or damp, you're going to get all this moss and everything and growing on it, and it's just not nice. You're going to get a horrible stinking tent, and the tent's basically going to be ruined on you then.
Yeah, that's a really, really, really good tip. So what else then? So check for rips, check for tears, get the tent going.
Yeah.
And then what about different bits and pieces that you need to know for when you get there?
Yeah, so you need to know where you're going. You need to plan where are you going, what's the weather going to be like. You need to plan what you're going to be bringing with you, what kind of gear you're going to need. Are you going to a field? Are you going up the mountains? You know, are you going to need to bring a lot of cooking gear with you, or is there places nearby that you're going to be able to cook at yourself? Can you bring barbecues? Are you allowed to cook where you're going to be? Are you allowed to have campfires? These are all things you have to check ahead, because when you arrive there, you might be told you can't do these things, so it might change your whole weekend. So you have to plan ahead.
So check the rules before you head off. And what about the equipment? Because, you know, you're often seeing a lot of, again, around this time of the year, a lot of offers have started to pop up for camping gear. But which of it is that stuff that you go, there's a novice, that's never going to be used? What are the stuff you definitely need?
Stuff you definitely need. You're always going to need rain gear, especially in Ireland days like today. You're going to need your sleeping bag, and you're going to need a haversack on your back, because that's the best thing. You can't be going around with a wheelie suitcase. It's just ridiculous going into a field with that. It just doesn't work. Although I do have friends who are scout leaders who do that, but I won't mention any names. But you're better off having the correct gear going. You don't have to invest a lot. You can. Camping is one of those things where you can put a little bit of money in, or you can put loads of money in. It depends on how far you want to get into it and how much you want to do and how long you're going camping for.
Okay, now I have to ask you, I'm kind of hanging my head a little bit even asking this. What about pop-up tents? They sound so good.
They do.
It's like the perfect idea, but what do you think?
They sound amazing in thoughts, but you know, and when you get there and you just open it up and you see everyone else struggling to put up their tents, and you put up your little pop-up tents, you feel real smug. And then it's about 4 a.m. and it starts raining and something goes wrong. It's a bit windy and you come back and your tent is no longer there. You have to be careful of these things. Pop-up tents are great, an idea, and you can get some very good ones, but you're better off investing in a proper tent and just learn how to put it up. And you can do that just by doing that in your back garden, getting a proper tent with tents and poles, putting it up, taking it down, putting it up, taking it down. Do it about 2 or 3 times. You'll figure out fairly handily how to put up a tent. Pop-up tents great for maybe back garden camping for your kids or anything like that, but not if you're going away in a proper camping weekend.
Okay, yeah, no taking. How much though, roughly, would a good tent, should a good tent cost?
You can get good tents in Aldi and Lidl, you know, they do offer, especially around this time of year, you can get tents for about €80, kind of going up. But again, it just depends on what you're doing. If you're only going and camping once, you want to give it a try, maybe to just a camp weekend away with the friends. Get a cheap tent and just see how you go. And if you think it's something you're going to be into, then it's worth time investing in a proper tent, maybe a Van Gogh or anything like that, something that's Forest 9 or anything like that. Some good strong tents that are going to last the test of time for you.
That's a really good point, isn't it? You should get tested out with all of this stuff as well. Why would you go in, spend a fortune, get all the gear, and then go, actually, I hate it?
Exactly. Yeah.
But what about the sleeping bags? You're often hearing about togs. So what, we're in Ireland, you know, the weather, as we know, is so changeable, as you said earlier. So what togs should you go for?
So tog value just basically relates to how much heat you're going to be keeping in there, really. I'm actually forgetting off the top of my head which way it works. I think it's the higher the tog value, the warmer you're going to be, basically. I'm actually a terrible scout leader. I never look at these things. Well, I'm always telling the kids to be looking at these things, and I never do it myself.
That's because you're hardy. You're a scout.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You don't need to be checking it. Gear. Because we've done that. You know, the cheaper the sleeping bag, the lower the tog. So, but how high do you need to go? I mean, should you be really, really toasty having these Arctic tents, or maybe a bit of common sense in there?
No, a bit of common sense. So, when you go into your camping shop, like the Scout Shop, right, like that, or Millets in Town, or the scoutshop.ie and websites like that, you can just go and just ask and just say, what will be suitable for the kind of weekend, and go, and they'll go, they're not going to try and sell you the most expensive thing there. They'll ask you and they'll find out and they'll say, well, this would suit you. Most things that they sell there are suitable for all camping in Ireland, you know. It's only when you're going up the Arctic or anything like that you need to start worrying about those sorts of things, but it's not in Ireland, you know. The gear we're selling here is very suitable for what you need to be doing in Ireland.
Some of those camping shops and scout shops are brilliant, aren't they, for advice?
Amazing. You could spend the day and I'm just playing with all the little gadgets and all the little pen knives and the little flint and everything for lighting fires. It's great. I love them.
So let's say, for example, for rucksacks, the sleeping bags and the tents, what sort of brands do you recommend? What sort of quality should you be going for, so you get a bit of longevity out of it?
Yeah, so there's brands like Trespass or Regatta or Van Gogh. They're all quite reputable brands. You know, everything, we just ask in the shop, you know, there might be new brands that are coming out or coming in from other countries that are only after getting in. Just ask them what's good at the moment, what's good for value, and they'll be honest with you there, you know. Scouts are supposed to be honest. It's one of our mottos. So, and you find a lot of people working in camp shops or scouts and everything like that. So just ask them and they'll be honest with you and they'll tell you what's good and what's not. And again, just tell them what you're doing.
Yeah.
And they're not going to sell you a bum deal. Hopefully not anyway.
And they're trying to get you to go Irish and buy Irish too, which is important.
Exactly.
What about the things like the mats, the blow-up mattresses, that kind of thing?
Yeah. This is something I always say to the kids when we're going away, is you can bring what you want, but you have to remember you're carrying it, we're not. So, you know, when you're bringing those blow-up mattresses, they're quite heavy. Some of them come with pumps and are ridiculous, and it's just, you're there and you're going to bed at night, and it's about 2 a.m. and you're wrecked. All you want to do is get into the bed, and all of a sudden you have to pull out this pump, and you're there pumping, and you're starting up the car and plugging in the electric pump, and you're waking up everybody else. It's a nightmare. So if you are doing those things, get it all done in the middle of the day, and just remember it takes up space, and they can quite heavy when they're deflated still, you know. They're quite thick rubber on those things, so you have to carry it, and that's what you have to remember.
There's a text in for you here, Richie. Could you ask Richie if there are rules against camping in random fields and forests? Good question. I'm always afraid the person who owns the land will come along and give out to me. Is there any way to check ownership of land even, or should I just wing it?
Checking ownership of land, asking the locality, you know, they're the best people. Asking the local pub, asking the local shops, you know, do you know who owns this? Okay to camp around here? And they'll tell you fairly quickly. They'll tell you, or there's a farmer up there with a shotgun who doesn't want you anywhere near his land. They'll let you know. So just ask and look it up beforehand. There's a lot of free camping sites where you can just plonk down, like a place in Glenmalure in Wicklow. You can go down. There's designated campfires and everything. There's a little stream there. It's lovely.
It's gorgeous there, yeah.
Yeah, it is really nice. I went there for a stag there during the summer, and it was brilliant.
What a brilliant idea, actually, for a stag.
Yeah. It was great. It was excellent. It was actually my girlfriend's brother. It was getting married, and we had a stag party up there. Now it was brilliant, nice, you know. And you can just sit down and relax by the fire and get into your tents. Then there's nobody worrying you or shouting at you or anything. It's brilliant. It's great, nice.
They're good tips. So go local and ask around. What about when you're packing? So the rules for packing, you know, what would be absolutely important things to have to
okay,
remember?
So you're going to need your sleeping bag. You're going to need your rain gear. You're going to need drinking water. So something to make sure you have enough drink water, or that, you know, there's going to be an area to get drinking water around you. They're the main things. Then warm clothes. you're not going on a fashion weekend, you know, there's no need for high heels or skirts or anything like that. Just bring comfortable wear, tracksuit bottoms, jeans, runners, hiking boots, anything you build layers with, fleeces, anything, because it gets cold at night. No matter how warm it is during the day, it gets cold. So you're better off being prepared and having all this gear with you. And there's no point pulling out your top of the range shirt or anything like that. It's not going to be much use to you when you're freezing on the side of a mountain.
And also, scouts have a particular way of packing. It's in terms of items, which go where.
So basically what you do is you pack your bag on what you're going to need the most. So things at the bottom, like your underpants, your socks, you're not going to need them straight away. And you kind of work up towards stuff. So things at the top of the thing that you might need in a hurry is your rain gear, you know, your sleeping bag, some snacks if you're getting hungry or tired on the way. So pack them towards the top of the bag. So if it does start raining, you can just open the top and there you're not rooting through and pulling out all your gear and it's all getting soaking. There are things, mainly rain gear is the most important thing.
I love those tips. I hate packing so much that I love those tips. And also with plastic bags, someone gave me a great tip. Put all your gear into a plastic bag inside your bag.
Yeah, that's another good one. You know, a lot of haversacks will have what kind of a mac that will come out of the bottom and it pulls down the covers and keeps it keeps the wet off if it starts raining. But it's also, yeah, it's a good idea maybe just line your bag with a black bin liner and stick everything into that, and then just bring in some spare plastic bags for any rubbish or anything you might be bringing home, or dirty clothes. You don't want your dirty clothes mixing in and ruining the rest of your clothes when you're on camp.
And there's a couple of other there's a couple of other little bits and pieces that no decent scout would leave home without.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to need your pen knife. You know, this you'd be surprised how often you can need one of them for anything, if it's just cutting up meat or if it's fixing anything or stripping that back some tent poles or anything like that. Just make things fit and everything. Penknife comes in really handy. A lot of people buy Leatherman's kind of multi-tools, you know, they're excellent, you know, and they can get them online fairly cheap from America, range from $20 up to as much as you want to spend again, really.
And then what about head torches, wipes, all that stuff?
Head torches, yeah, they're great. You know, pestles or headlamps, they're great for keeping your hands free, because it's very annoying when you're at night time, you're trying to unzip something or you're trying to get undressed and you have a torch in one hand trying to see what you're doing. Head torch, I definitely recommend going for. Things like wet wipes as well, they're always essential. But remember, with wet wipes, they're not biodegradable, so you have to bring them with you after you're finished. So again, that's where that plastic bag comes in. Hand sanitizer, because a lot of people think wet wipes are good for cleaning your hands. They're not sanitizing, they get the dirt off, but they're not very clean. So hand sanitizer, items like that, you know, keep you clean on the camp.
Now, there's a couple of places as well that you can get some stuff online, but also you mentioned some of the places to go to for a good value as well. So other places as well that you can go to.
Online, is this?
Online, yeah. Or the shops, whether it's Halfords or...
So again, there's Halfords, there's scoutshop.ie, there'll be Millets, there's Army Bargains, there's a lot of places in town, then there's a lot of websites online. Places like eBay as well, Amazon have a camping section. Go online. Just be careful if you're buying secondhand that you know that the tent is okay. See if you can get pictures sent to you before you buy it, because it's not last thing you want is some musky old tent with rips in it when it arrives out.
Imagine, like you're wrecked, and then you get there and go, oh, good God, why did I not pop this up before? So, for Richie, what would be your major do's and major don'ts?
So do's would be prepared, know where you're going, know what you're doing, plan your weekend, know what's around you, know if the emergency service is nearby or how long it's going to take someone to get to you should an emergency arise, plan your exit should you need it, let people know where you're going, look at the weather for the weekend, check everything, make sure you have enough food for the weekend and you're not just going with a load of chocolate bars and crisps, you know, you need to eat properly or you're going to have a bad weekend.
I feel, do you know what I'm laughing? I'm going, I think I've done all of those bad things.
That's so funny.
With all the snacks, are just chocolate bars and crisps up at the top. Yeah, going, yay! And maybe a couple of lemonades. But listen, Richie, it's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant talking to you. So where can people find out more and get in touch with you?
Mountaineering.ie is a great website for looking into different places to camp around Ireland and everything like that. Of course, we're myself at Ockham Street Scouts, and you can go to ockhamstreetscouts.ie if you want to check us out there. And there's scouts.ie will be our general website if people are interested in joining scouts as leaders or as kids.
Brilliant. Well, I'll tell you what, Richie, I'm going camping on the June bank holiday, so I'm just going to take you.
Brilliant.
Yay.
Okay, yeah.
We have a date. Thanks a million.
I fold up very nicely in the back.
Great talking to you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.